Blog Talk Radio.
Hi everyone, welcome to Winners Broadcasting Radio. I want you to understand you are an achiever. You are a winner. And I want you to also understand that whatever you call yourself, that is who you are. Because the Bible says that as a man thinketh in his heart, so he is. But for me, I see you as an achiever, and that is who you are. Today, I want to speak on a subject that is very, very important in our success in this life. The topic is one in which when you applied it, everything that concerns your life will be at peace. Today I want to talk about why faith. You see, a lot of people talk about have faith. Then the question is, why faith? Why do everybody keep on talking about faith? All the great men, all the religious leaders, all the people that call themselves a prophet, whether it's in the Bible or any other religion, talks about have faith. So today, I want to answer that question. I want to answer that question that says, why faith? And I want you to understand that today, that without faith, it is impossible to please your own God. Everybody knows that God exists. It is only a fool that says in his heart that there is no God. It is only a fool. Because without God, we can't exist. Without God, you can't even come into this earth. So even if the Bible can always say that without faith, it is impossible to please God, it means faith is very, very important in our life. Even eating food requires faith. Because you go to a restaurant, sometimes people go to a restaurant and they eat the food, they don't even know how they prepare that food and who prepares it. They don't even know the water they use in cooking that food. What they know, they just step in there, ask the waiter, said, I need something to eat. Or some people go somewhere, they will just take bunches of food with their kids, with their entire family. They don't even know how it was being prepared. But they have faith. So which means everybody demonstrate at least some little bit of faith. Maybe you don't know. But if you cannot apply that same faith, the same faith to use in going to a restaurant, eating the food, you don't know who prepares it, you don't know the hand, you don't know how the person's hand was clean before he prepares the food, then you just eat it. Which means if you use that same faith in pursuing this life, you make it very easy. Now what I would say is that Jesus was saying that if you can have faith like a mustard seed, if your faith is just like as small or as little as a mustard seed, you can speak to any mountain in your life to move and it will move. It will hear you. So every aspect of our life is supposed to be faith. And I want to say, faith is godly. Faith is the nature of our God. Without faith, there would be nothing that would have been created because it wasn't seen. It was just unseen. But it was commanded by God to make it exist. And even your structure, the way you look like, the way God created you, he said, okay, this one will be beautiful. Let me make this person black, or let me make this person white. Let me make this person color. Let me make this, you see, it is by faith. He just looked at it and said, okay, he now applied the power of imagination and said, okay, let me create this thing like this. And it works because he just said, I'll create it. Okay, let it move. Let it walk. It puts everything inside of you. That is faith. Marriage is faith because two people that don't even know themselves come from different homes, different backgrounds, different economic background and social background, everything, all the backgrounds which you don't even know. Two people just come together and they say they love, they want to become friends, they pass through every levels in life and they get married. I'm telling you the truth, it is faith. So that's why Jesus said, if you can have faith like a mustard seed, sometimes we forget the oil of faith, we apply certain things and it works. Jesus said, if you can apply that same faith to whatever you are doing, you make it in life. Do you understand what I'm telling you? I'm not giving you some. I want you to understand, faith is the master key. It's the master key of success. One of the master key of success, if you only apply it, you see, it will work in your life. May I tell you today, please, friend, have faith in God. When you have faith in God, everything about your life, everything about your life will become real. My friend, have faith in God. Because when you have faith in God, things will begin to happen in your life miraculously. Do you believe in miracle? Some people say miracle never exists again. Miracle is still existing. There's nothing God cannot do. If you put your faith in God, you are not saying, God, I want you to take in charge of everything that concerns me. A man, a family that puts his faith in God, you say, you're saying that you want God to take in charge of your marriage. I know some people put their faith in their mother, they put their faith in their brother, they put their faith in their money, they put their faith in their resources, but that is where I'm driving into. I'm making it to understand today, if you really want to make it in this life, if you really want to succeed in your life, put your faith in God. Everybody, every great man that was in Hebrew Gospel chapter 11, put all their trust, all their faith in God. Now, the writer of Hebrew 11 said that faith is faith now. He said, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Faith is talking, he's talking about you've not seen the thing, but you believe in yourself as if it is real. You don't have food in your house, but you believe. Believe in your heart, in the totality of your heart, that there's food in your house, that God has placed something that can bless you in your house. You see the food in your house. Even though it's not there. That's why I said faith. Faith is a substance of things hoped for. You hope for something, you really need something, and you believe that it is there, even though you've not even seen it. So faith is action. Are you taking note of the principle of faith? You don't need to see to believe, but you need to see into the realm of the spirit. You need to see into the realm of the unseen. You need to see with another eyes. You need to see with the six senses, not the fifth. We talk about the five senses. We talk about the hearing and this, that, all these senses. But the sixth one is what we are talking about. The six senses. If you talk about you having two eyes, but the third eye is what we are talking about. So when we talk about faith, you see beyond the physical. It's not like someone looking, using a microscope, looking inside the water, you will begin to see things running about the water. But when without the microscope, you don't even know what is inside the water. What do? You can even drink that water, not knowing that there are germs inside. But use another eyes to see. To see those microscopic agents, microscopic things working. We are talking about you seeing the eyes into the realm of the supernatural or into the realm of the spirit. That is faith. You don't mind things that are just physical. We are talking about those things that are unseen. People will look at the physical realm, but you're looking at the realm of the spirit. Men and women of faith are people who look into the realm of the spirit, knowing that already what they want is already in existence. People say, no, you can't give birth to a child. It is impossible. You pass the age or something has happened. You said, no, in the realm of the spirit, you see yourself. In that realm, by the realm of the faith, when you speak faith, you said, no, already I know this child, there's children in my womb. You speak faith into existence. Learn how to speak faith into existence. Do you understand? Learn how to speak those things that will transform the totality of your life into existence, because already it is in action, it is in motion. The doctor will come, the medical doctor will say, oh, you are going to die in 7 days' time. Also, you are going to die in 20 days' time. Or you are going to die in a month's time. But faith will say, no, I am not going to die. I see myself live. Because God created me, I will live. I will live and give the glory to God. That is what we talk about faith. Begin to walk the walk of faith, my brother. And walking the walk of faith, I'm telling you, don't put your faith in your mother because your mother can fail you. Don't put your faith in your brother because your brother can fail you. Don't put your faith in your sister because your sister can fail you. Don't put your faith in any woman. Put your faith in God. Then God will make things begin to happen in a way you don't expect it. The Bible says, through faith, the elders, our elders in the past, had a better report. Through faith, they had a better report. What do you want from God? What have you been praying for? Listen, have faith in God. Okay, let me not just say God. Have faith in Jesus Christ. Do you understand? Let your faith, let your name be written as, let something be written in your body and say, you are in the church of Jesus Christ. You are the Son of God. People believe in the candle of today. What they say, oh, when I light a candle, that means God is in that place. No. That is not what I'm talking about. There's a spiritual candle in which the eyes, the natural eyes cannot see, but the spiritual eyes will always see. There's a spiritual candle that keeps on lighting. It never quenches. That is what I'm telling you. You begin to see into the realm of the spirit, see the unseen, believing that everything you want is already in your possession. Do you understand today? Do you understand what I'm telling you? You've got to have faith in God in any way you want it. I want you to say, if you don't have faith, you can never please God. By faith, our elders had a better report. I want you to understand, whatever you want in this world, if you just apply faith, you believe in your heart and believe that already it is there, you have it, no matter what you want. Because it makes God happy when we begin to apply faith, when we step out of faith and believe. Do you remember in the Bible says that Peter, that the children, that the disciples of God were in the boat. When they look at the storms, all these things were happening. What happened? They were scared. Jesus, when they called Jesus Christ, Jesus said, where is your faith? Because Jesus came and commanded storms and the seas of this life to stop. By faith, you can command every storm. Jesus don't want to command it for you again. He wants you to command every storm in your life to cease. Command it by faith. Every red sea in your life that want to stop you into the promised land. Now, Jesus don't want to do it. Jesus don't want to command it. Jesus is in you. God is inside of you. He wants you to command it. It is very stupid for you to say, oh, I am possessed by the devil. Who told you are possessed by the devil? You are not possessed by the devil. Jesus can never be inside of you. God can never be inside of you. And the devil is inside of you. No way. It can never happen. Darkness and light can never be in the same place until you begin to prophesy faith into your life and say, if Jesus is in me, no demonic forces has a right into my life. If I do mistake, it's not because I'm possessed. I do mistake because maybe the devil tempts me. But since the devil tempts me, I am the overcomer. You speak faith into your life. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. That is what the Bible says, and that is who I am. Speak faith into your life. Speak faith in anything you want to do. You want to open a business, God wants you to open it. Speak faith. God blesses me and he wants me to open that business. I will succeed if no other person succeeds because I am a child of God. Speak faith into my family. Speak faith into your family. All my children will be better. They will look good. They will be stars. They will be number one in their class. They will be the first, not the tail. Begin to speak faith into your life and believe it. It will begin to work. Do you understand? Be a man of faith. Be a woman of faith. And I want you to understand. You see, things will begin to work out easily for you. Jesus said, if you have faith like a mustard seed, a small seed. If you look at mustard seed, so small. So if you have faith like a mustard seed, you can speak unto any mountain and say, be thou removed. Command it. You have the power to command every wrong situation in your life. You have the power to cast out every devil that wants to come around your life. Because when you resist the devil, he will flee away from you. When you resist the demonic forces, they all will flee away from you. When you resist every spirit of negativity, all that one you do it by what? By faith. Hello, friend, are you listening to me? People of, are you listening to me all over the world? I know people from different countries all over the world listen there. Oh, my dad, I said, people from different countries, India, people from Canada, people from Russia, all through when I look at my dad, they are listening to my program. They go to it and listen. But I want you to understand today, have faith in God, not in man. When you have faith in God, God will work for you. Do you understand? You will speak and you begin to see things to happen. I am telling you through real experience. Like I said, I've commanded a butterfly and it comes to my hand. By the power of God, I've commanded it. I've seen things happen by the power of God. If only you have faith, you just call. You call those things and they will come to existence because it's already in existence. Whatever you want, your car is there. Whatever you want, the holiness is there. Whatever you want, listen. By faith, you will make heaven. Don't ever allow somebody to talk you into hell. Do you understand? Listen, Bible very well. You discover even people like David, they weren't so perfect. Even people like Peter, they weren't so perfect. But they still make heaven. You will make heaven. He's for you to confess this into your life. You don't allow little dream or nightmare to scare you. Nightmare is just to tell you, man, if you're hungry in the dream, or you see yourself eating, wake up in the morning, cook food and eat. Begin to know how to deal with the devil, that he has no power in you. All those things are illusions. Something will come and say, come on, oh, someone chasing the dream. You come back and say, oh, I'm sick. Hey, demonic forces. Who is demonic forces? Wake up from your bed and pray. Rebuke every demonic force that wants to come around you. Maybe it's just a sign or nothing. Just speak faith into your life, that as long as you bear the mark of Christ in you, you are at the top. When the Bible says you are the light of the world, claim it. You are the light of the world. Jesus says, you are the light. Everywhere there's light, there's solution. Everywhere there's light, there's joy. Everywhere there's light, good things begin to happen. Claim that you are that light. If God can say, you are the light of the world, man, begin to shine. Speak to yourself, I am the light of the world. Jesus said, I am the light. So I am the light. So there's no darkness in me. You are the star. You are the faithful one. You are the king. You are the precious one of God. Begin to claim this thing into your life and walk like it. Do you understand? I just wish you understand the theory of today. So when we ask you why faith, you say faith is so important in this our life. Begin to know the list of what I'm telling you. Faith is the master key of your life. Begin to confess everything today and believe it. Walk on it. If Peter can walk upon the sea, Peter can walk upon the sea. The guy who denied Jesus can walk upon the sea. I'm telling you the truth. They were in the boat. They were scared. They saw something coming. Oh, they saw Jesus coming. Maybe this will be a ghost. Jesus said, no, don't fear. It is me. He said, if you said it is you, let me walk upon the sea and come to you. If a man like Peter can walk upon the sea, you can walk upon any sea in your life. You can walk upon any storms in your life because the power is inside of you. There's a power that worketh in you. And through that power, you can get anything you want or you think. Life is too short. It's time for you to take hold of your position. possession, friend. It's time for you to begin to walk as a child of God. It's time for you to begin to walk and possess a possession. There are things God has kept for you already. It's there. You got to claim it now. You got to take it by force. Because the time is so short. Do you understand what I'm telling you, friend? Walk as if the time is too short. You don't have all the time on earth. You don't have all the time. The highest you can live on this earth is 150 years old. After that, it's finished. You got to walk as if you are set, you are ready. Do you understand? Claim your position. Don't allow any negative thought or any negative talk to talk you back and make you become slumber. So, oh, there's lion on the way. Oh, there's this is on this. Because of that, you can't move forward. No, that is not how it should be. Walk by faith and claim your position. Whatever you want to be, you can be it. You want to become one of the great prophets of this time, you can be it. If you want to become the great one of the great doctors of this time, you can be it. Whatever you want to be, I am telling you today, you can be it. You just need to step out of it and possess your possession. Do you understand? I am commanding you and commanding you to rise up and shine. Are you listening to this radio show today? The Bible says that arise and shine, for the light is come, for the glory of the Lord is risen within us. Clearly by faith, the light of God, the light of God has come. You got to move on and take what belongs to you. You got to take it by force. You got to resist the devil. You got to claim whatever that belongs to you. Faith is how you are going to do it. What do you need? Call it into existence by faith. I'm going to close with this now. I want you to understand something. God just said, let there be light. He looked around. He didn't even see the light. He just said, let there be light. Already saw it in the name of the Spirit. And the light shine. You also can speak, and it happens. You can speak light into your family. You can speak. The Bible says that when you are in Christ, do you understand? When you are in Christ, you are a new creation, a new creature. All things have passed away, and everything now becomes new. You are of a new generation. You are of a new tribe. You are of a new gene, the gene of Jesus. That's with power and anointing. You have a different gene. You are in the lineage of the kingdom of God, the kingship. You're seated in the heavenly places with him. You are an authority which is can't stand you. Do you know that? Powers of darkness, they can't stand you because you're seated there with Christ. Then why would somebody convince you that you can be possessed? No, as long as you are seated with Christ, you can never be possessed by the devil. You have the power to rebuke the devil. You have the power to cast out the devil. The devil is scared of you. He can only trick you to believe that, no, you don't have any power. Everything is in you. Everything. When the devil sees you, he doesn't see a real person. He sees Jesus. When the devil sees you, he doesn't see this clothing you are putting on, that cloth you are wearing today. He sees white garment from God. He sees you very different. When the devil sees you, he will see something on your forehead that is a mark of Christ. You are different in the spirit realm. When the devil sees you, he sees the wall of fire right about you. That's what he said. He said, Job, because you fence, he told God, because you fence him with that wall. God fence you with the wall of fire. God fence you. So the devil cannot touch you. He can only play games with you. I said, oh, no, because he's a tricky man. The devil is a deceiver. He comes to deceive you that you don't have power. He comes to influence you with certain things, lure you in. After that, he says, oh, you see, you don't have power. No, you are a powerful being. You are a child of God. You are the one that bears the mark of Christ. In your forehead, you are powerful. Speaking out, you see the power of God begin to move. When you speak, heaven and earth will shake because God moves. God say, yes, this is my son. I like the way he rebuked the devil. I like the way he cast out the devil. I like the way demons are afraid of him. God wants to be proud of you, just like a father wants to be proud of his child. Do you understand? Make God proud by casting out the devils. Make God proud by moving out of faith and possessing your position. Make God proud, my friend, today. Start today and make God proud. Make God proud and make people to know that, yes, you are a child of God and you have the power to make wealth. God wants you to be wealthy. God wants you to succeed. God wants you to be happy in this earth. When you're happy, God is happy. I want you to understand. Do you understand today? Have faith in God. That's where I'm looking up to. That's what I'm calling today with you. Have faith in God. Because he cares for you. Stop crying nonsense. Stop being a crying baby. God has already solved your problem. Why are you still crying? Why are you still acting as if you are a baby? You are already healed and you are still acting as if you are not healed. You are already rich and yes, you are still acting as if you are not rich. God has blessed you. He said he became poor that we might be rich. God has healed you and you are still acting as if he has not healed you. Begin to act in another form. Act as if God has done it. Because in his spirit, it is done. It is well. You are never lonely. God is always with you. So may I say tonight, as soon as you've heard this word, apply what you just heard. I hope you've written down something. I'll see you again tomorrow morning in Good Morning America. Good Morning America. My program tomorrow will be by 10 o'clock. It is very, very possible to have a blessed day. I've been working on this city. I've been working on this program for almost how many weeks now? Almost a week or more than a week. Good Morning America is always by 10 a.m. I know I use 10 a.m. for now. But I want you to understand, just know it is possible to have a blessed day. Today I've just spoken about faith. I'm preparing you for tomorrow. Early in the morning by 10 o'clock tomorrow, please just pick up, log in, click in this program and listen. Your days will be blessed. I love you. I love everybody all over the world. Wherever you are, I'm speaking right away from Philadelphia. In the United States of America, I'm speaking from Philadelphia. Please, friends, all over the world, wherever you are listening to me, log in tomorrow, exactly 10 a.m. Eastern Time, and I want you to say, you will see that it is possible to have a blessed day. And as you listen today, I see you have a miracle. I see somebody being blessed. God has just blessed you with a new. God has just blessed you with a new car. Already is in existence this week. You will see it come live in your life. I see somebody being healed from that sickness. Look, you have a lump on the right side of your head. God said you are healed, and that lump is just going off. Everything just becomes so dry, very quick. It is God that is doing it. Whatever is your sickness, God is telling me today. Just take an olive oil, put inside a cup of water. Just call the blood of Jesus Christ 7 times. Drink it, and your sickness will just go. That is what God apply to it. Do what I tell you today. Just believe, and God is going to do it. I'll see you again tomorrow. Remain blessed. I say, remain blessed. I'll see you again, friends. 10 a.m. tomorrow, Eastern Time or New York Time. Just log in, and I'm going to talk with you. Bye for now, everyone. Thank you. Bye.